This morning I'm reading from John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, and John 15, verses 12 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learnt from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love one another. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
Today is Remembrance Sunday, a day where we commemorate the contribution of British, Commonwealth and civilian services of two world wars and of those that have followed since. In normal times we'd be gathering at the local cenotaphs, meeting in churches to pay our respects, but sadly, as we know, due to COVID-19, such ceremonies have been cancelled or at least curtailed. However, we should still remember this morning the sacrifice paid by so many. When we think of the poppy wreath, the wreath of remembrance, these will still be laid, although in a different way. 2 minutes silence will be marked in different places and maybe even at different times than our norm. A time to reflect. To reflect on the sacrifice paid by those who gave their lives, the injured, and those who died at home. We continue to remember those who have suffered life-changing injuries in more recent conflicts. Today is an opportunity for us all to join together, to show respect, though obviously in a different environment. We're used to seeing the service of the Royal Albert Hall, where we share as a nation. Sadly, again, these events have been curtailed. Today is a time to remember. I like the 2 minute silence, that moment to remember those lives lost, and time to give thanks for peace. The 11th hour of the 11th month, 1918, a time when the guns fell silent and the end of World War I. These 2 minutes give us time to reflect on the horror of war and again to remind ourselves to give thanks for peace. Time to put aside the happenings of the day, a time for a few moments of stillness and reflection. In John 15:12, we're commanded to love one another as Christ has loved us. And in 15 verse 13, greater love hath no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. Many accounts of individuals laying down their lives for another. When the poppies fall in the Albert Hall, each one a reminder of the many who have died in conflict, although not as many as there was. We're called to love one another, yet the world has not been able to see that war solves little. There are no winners and no losers. We need to trust in Christ Jesus to seek a better remembrance. The absence of poppies has been noticeable in this time of COVID-19. The poppy, symbol of lives lost, blood spilt, but also hope for a better future. We continue to live in a world that is at war with itself. I found this the other day. As a teenager, I read the story of Corrie ten Boom. Her family hid the Jews in their small shop in Amsterdam. Corrie and her family were caught and ended up in a concentration camp. Corrie lost her father and her sister in this ordeal. After the war, she travelled preaching, telling her story. In America, she was introduced to a man who she recognised as a member of the concentration camp guards. He had become a Christian and offered her his hand. Corrie immediately prayed. She couldn't forgive him. And yet, without warning, her arm flew out and met his. That is the power of Christ's love and forgiveness. And in that power is where the healing lies. How do we understand the evils of war? When, hear and see, we see the brutality in beheadings, torture and life-changing injuries. It's hard to understand the evils of war. When we see images of people being beheaded, executions taking place, people whose bodies have been tortured. We see those who take part in such things as the Invictus Games. Individuals whose lives have been changed as they've sought to defend their country and others. The cost of war is great indeed. We remember the sacrifice of so many. Today is a day of remembrance. It is a day of remembering that individuals did lay down their lives. But it's also for us to note that Jesus laid down his life for his friends. Brothers and sisters in Christ this morning, remind yourselves again that you are his friends. He laid down his life for you. John 15:17 says, I pray that this is my command, love each other. And I pray that we will take those words to our hearts. This is my command, love each other, for war is futile. We will continue to remember. We will continue to try and turn love into reality. And as the words are often said, we will remember them. We will remember them.